Lodgegrass, Montana this year. And I want to give you a little history of our experience in Lodgegrass. In 2006, Rich and Lutheran Church sent a group of high school students and some adult leaders on a mission trip, and we go through a ministry organization called YouthWorks. Now that year, we originally signed up to go to the Blackfeet Reservation in northwest Montana, but we were asked sort of last minute if we would mind going to the Crow Reservation in Lodgegrass instead. Now at that time, we had no relationship with either area, and so it really meant no difference to us where we would go, but this is something that would definitely change. So if you don't know where Lodgegrass is, or have never been there, you're probably like most people. Lodgegrass is located in southeastern Montana, and on the surface, there isn't much to offer. There's a small grocery store, there's a gas station that sometimes has gas, there's a few churches, and there's a school. And I think most people don't even stop in Lodgegrass, and if they do, they feel immediately like they made a mistake and they leave, and very few people return. The population of Lodgegrass is just under 500 people, and most live well under the poverty level. Jobs in the area are very scarce. The unemployment rate is about 30%. And those who work usually have to drive an hour or more to Hardin or Billings to find work. This community struggles with these sorts of issues, as well as drug abuse, alcoholism, and crime that all lead to broken lives and broken families. But despite all of this, there is much hope, joy, and love found in Lodgegrass. As you will hear today, God is at work there, and he has invited Richland Lutheran Church to be part of what he is doing. So 10 years ago, we weren't sure if youth missions were something that we were going to do on a regular basis. But by the end of the first week, all the youth that we took said that they wanted to return to Lodgegrass the next year. Unsure of how we would fund future trips, we prayed that if God wanted us to return, he would find a way. And he has done this. Over the past 10 years, RLC has sent groups to Lodgegrass each summer to serve and love and grow with the people there. And if it's his will, we will return next year. Now, this idea of returning to a place year after year is somewhat unique to the organization YouthWorks. YouthWorks has over 70 sites throughout the U.S., and most church groups that we've come in encounter with have gone to a different place each year, and they make it sort of an adventure and an experience of going to a different location every summer. Our kids made a connection with the community in Lodgegrass, and they wanted to return. And over the years, the relationships that we have built with the people in Lodgegrass have inspired other churches to make return trips to Lodgegrass. So Mother Teresa once said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." Most of the work that we do in Lodgegrass is very simple. We paint houses that need so much more than paint. We clear weeds that will only grow again next year. We visit the elderly, we read to children, we give endless piggy bank rides. But the love that we bring to this community is all that we possess, and none is spared. And the love that we receive from this community and from God is so overwhelming, words cannot describe. So the sermon you're about to hear this morning will be a little different. All three sermons this weekend were given by different members of the group that served in Lodgegrass this summer. We thank God for all of you and for your willingness to support this ministry. And we want to share with you a little bit about why we go on this trip, what we do there, but more importantly, what God does there. And so I'm going to turn the mic over to Larry, and he's going to tell his part.
Good morning. Good morning. This is a trip I'll never forget. I always have had admiration and love for the Indian people and their culture before being forced to live on reservations on locations not of their choosing. When asked to go on the mission with the youth group, the Crow Reservation, I knew my answer would be yes. I was very excited and looking forward to the trip. Upon our arrival, I felt the excitement of old relationships were rekindled between our youth group members and the Crow children. This was the setting for me and anticipation of the days to come. Before I forget, I want to tell you that you should be extremely proud of this fine young group of people who have blossomed through the years under the leadership of Richland Lutheran Church. We were led on this adventure to the Crow Reservation by the awesome team leadership of John Page. I was asked by many of the leaders in the three other groups, how do you motivate your young people to always be the first to raise their hands when volunteers are called for? I responded by telling them they were taught to do the right thing and they honestly believe they are serving God. The primary goal of our mission trip to Lodgegrass is to establish a loving relationship with the Crows. We do not go there to show them we can fix things. The driving force is God's message to us to spread the word of God as stated in the scriptures. Of the verses I looked at, the following one seemed to fit best as I considered our reason for going on this mission trip. I chose 1 John chapter 4, and you heard that earlier this morning, verses 7, 11, and 12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Each day I was in Lodgegrass, I saw God's love between our youth group members and from the Crow people. Each subsequent day was better than the last, culminating on the last day with a violent thunder and lightning storm. It was around 10 p.m. when we lost all power. I have never experienced the foot washing ceremony before. When it was announced that the washing of feet was to conclude the mission trip on Thursday night, I was nervous and unsure whether I would participate. They told us it was voluntary. As the people formed into circles with their respective team members, I felt naked and exposed, but not alone. I looked over and saw a member of my team looking at me, and at that moment, I knew I must join the group. As my feet were being washed, I intently listened to the prayers directed to God on my behalf, and I was significantly humbled in his presence. It was then when calm came over me, as I found myself washing the feet of the youth team. I felt a warm rush go through my body, followed by a deep feeling of love for each member of our team. And at that moment, I am sure that I received God's love. During this time, the storm was going on outside, which caused the power to fail. We found that everyone else had left the room, and we were yet only half finished, but we were determined to finish what we started. We were able to find two small flashlights among us, which provided enough light for us to see what we were doing, and we were able to finish the washing of the feet of the youth team by midnight. In conclusion, I can say that I went on this trip to work hard to show my love to the Crow people, and I returned with the greatest gift you can receive, God's love.
My name is Ryan Warren. I'm 17 years old and have been to Lodgegrass 3 times. My part of the sermon is to explain what we do there. The staff workers in Lodgegrass always tell us that the most important thing to do with the community is to build relationships. They say it doesn't matter if you don't get your service project done or if you're not good at playing basketball. We don't come back to Lodgegrass every year to do service projects or to play basketball. We come back because of the relationships that we have built. So many people in our group have built relationships with kids or elders in the community, and seeing those people and the joy that they have when they see us is one of our favorite parts of the entire trip. Over the 3 weeks that I've been in Lodgegrass, I've built a relationship with a now 8-year-old kid named Amos. Amos was the first kid that I met in Lodgegrass. When I first met him, he was 6 years old and carrying a little plastic bow, and he had some action figures in his pocket. We went into the church and we started to play. He was the hunter, and I had to be on my hands and knees and pretend to be a deer as he shot at me with plunger arrows. When it was time for him to leave, I thought that I was just another kid that he played with. But every day for the rest of our time there, he would come into the church to see me in the afternoon to play kickball, basketball, or to play with his action figures. I had no idea that playing with this kid for less than an hour would be enough for him to come back and play. Amos has kind of a stutter when he talks. Because of his stutter, not all of the kids in Lodgegrass were that nice to Amos. Because he was teased, it was hard for him to make friends. But that first summer that I met him, the love that he was shown by the church groups and the youth work staff changed his life. He was happier and was able to make friends with some of the kids in Lodgegrass. This year, when we were at the local grocery store, Amos saw one of his friends. When talking to his friend, he kept on saying, "Remember the time when we did this," or "Remember the time when we did that." Seeing how happy he was to be around one of his friends made me realize how much of an effect on the people of Lodgegrass's lives we have. I never would have guessed that playing with this kid and showing God's love would have ever changed him in the ways that it did. This is my example of what we do there, and I'm sure that anyone else will have a similar story with a kid that they have bonded with in Lodgegrass. What we do there is love. We love on the kids, the elders, the places on the reservation, and much more. And I'll end with a verse that was read earlier. 1 John 4:7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kate Jurgens. I've been to Lodgegrass 3 times as well. The things we do in Lodgegrass go way beyond simply doing work projects and playing with children. We love on the kids while teaching them about Jesus, and we show them the love of God, which they can show to their parents. We build relationships with community members, which is one of the most valuable things you can do when you're there. While we do work with our hands, it is a work of our hearts and building relationships that leaves the impact. For example, a yearly project is to pull weeds at a woman named Susan's house. This year, the man who lived next door, whose name is Wales, who's an elder of the community, came out to talk to us. He showed us how arrows were made. He laughed with us and gave us some wisdom of his own. It was okay that we didn't get all the weeds pulled, because at the end of the day, what mattered was that we had talked to Wales and built that relationship and got to know him even better. While the weeds will always be there, and they'll grow back every year, and we'll never fail to grow back, that moment in time with Wales was priceless. God, however, works beyond even when we are out in the community. Each year, our group always grows closer together, and we find that in Lodgegrass is our haven. Together, we are constantly growing in our relationship with Christ every moment in ways we never have before. At the end of the week, I can at least say for myself that I feel I've gotten so much more out of the trip than I even got to put in. Loving on the kids is such a blessing, and showing them the love of God is something I can honestly say that I love to do. I love giving endless piggyback rides until my hips are bruised and reading books from Curious George to books about electricity and basic chemistry to children with eyes filled with excitement. It is truly impossible to explain everything that happens in Lodgegrass. Each experience is unique because God works in unique ways with each person. Things happen there that don't always happen at home, and I can most definitely say that we don't go there to fix the community, because in some ways the community fixes us. Each year is completely different with what we do, and God never fails to surprise us. God is so present in that community, and it's so beautiful. His kingdom is growing there, and as a group, we are so blessed to be a part of it. I know that I am already counting the days until I get to go back. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ellie Page, and I was an adult leader on this trip, but I went on this trip for 4 years in high school, and for the last two summers, I was a youth work staff in Lodgegrass, actually, so that was cool to get to go back. So during my first year as a youth work staff in the summer of 2013, I asked the groups that came in each week how one picture could represent their week in Lodgegrass. The picture I showed them was a picture of someone out in the water with a boat nearby, and somebody on the boat had thrown a life preserver out to them. The answer that was most commonly given to me was that the participants were the boat, and they were here to help or save the people of Lodgegrass who were out in the water by bringing them Jesus, the life preserver. This idea can be true. We as groups do come in wanting to share the love of Christ with the community, but the idea of a Youth Works Week isn't to fix the brokenness that we might see because they don't have Jesus. God is in Lodgegrass, working. He has always been there, always will be, and he has never left. Father Jim, the preacher at Our Lady of Loretto, the Catholic church where we stay each summer, has been ministering to the people of Lodgegrass for almost 35 years. Lauren Seitz and Diane Potratz felt that God was calling them to leave their homes after working as a youth work staff in Lodgegrass and move to that community. Today, they minister to the community through being teachers at the elementary school, supporters and encouragers to the youth. Youth Works has been welcomed with open arms and invited back year after year in Lodgegrass to spend their summers for the past 17 years. And we, through Youth Works, have been invited to be a part of their summer for the last 10. But all of these people have been invited by God to be a part of what he is already doing in this community. So while we believe that we are going to Lodgegrass every summer to work, it's really God who's working there. We're just lucky enough to be a part of it. When I go back to the picture that I would show the participants every week, I would continue to tell them that maybe we should think of the picture in a different way. We are the people in the water, both us as participants and the people of Lodgegrass, and God is in the boat. And by throwing us a life preserver, he is saving us, because ultimately, we are all just as broken as the next person. You can't go into the town of Lodgegrass and not feel the love of God or see his love in the people around you. Love is something that is overflowing through the community members, and it's a quality that seems to be lacking in our world today. My first time pulling into Lodgegrass in 2008, I was really nervous, and I had no idea what the week ahead of me would hold. But I was ready to love the community members, show them God's love, and I was ready to work hard. At the end of the week, as we drove away, my heart had never felt so full. The unconditional love that I had felt that week through the community members was something that I had never felt before. And still to this day, when I pull away from Lodgegrass, I am overwhelmed, in awe, and humbled by that feeling. That love is something that God has used to heal brokenness in my life over the years, because really, the people of Lodgegrass are no more broken than I am. Our brokenness sometimes just looks a little different from person to person. Over the last 8 years, I have spent 6.5 months of my life living and serving in this community that I now call home. During those 6.5 months, my heart has been broken, smashed, and then put back together again. I could walk you through the 16 blocks of downtown Lodgegrass and show you where my heart has been stolen by the community kids, where I've prayed for community members, for broken homes and hurting families, where I've celebrated blessings from God, where I've cried out of sadness for my own life, and I've cried out of joy, and where God has stretched me, molded me, broken me, and healed me through my own brokenness and through the brokenness of the community members I care so deeply about. Before ever going to Lodgegrass, I never thought that God could use someone else to heal my brokenness. But God has managed to use the kids of Lodgegrass, Montana to do so for the last 8 years. And the best part about it is that they have no idea. Everything that those kids do bring joy into my life, even the smallest things like hugs and their silly little giggles, hand-holding and piggy bank rides until our hips are bruised, going on afternoon dates every day after our long, hard days to get milkshakes from the IGA, getting called Miss Ellie 1,000 times, even though I tell them they can just call me Ellie, getting bracelets until my arms are full up to my elbows, their excitement after not seeing me for an entire year, telling me that I'm their best BFF, their best freckled friend, and telling me how much they love me and how much they're going to miss me when I have to go home each summer. They remind me of a happier and a simpler life, a life where joy is an overwhelming emotion, where material things aren't important, but family is, and where love is shown to everyone, no matter who it is. I believe I can speak for my group when I say that God uses the town of Lodgegrass in mighty and powerful ways in each of our lives within our group. Sometimes the experiences we have during the week are hard to put into words, but I think that that can be a testament as to what has happened. No matter how much we think we are prepared to go and serve each summer, the love that we receive from God through this community is nothing in comparison. Our God is big, he is powerful, he is loving, and he is doing things in this world, and Lodgegrass, Montana is one of those places. I am so thankful that you guys have encouraged us and supported this ministry for 10 years, and I would like to invite you guys to continue praying for Lodgegrass and for its community members, and for God to continue to do incredible things in them and through them, and that he will invite us back next summer. So if you guys would pray with me, and I will close this out. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity this morning to share with the congregation what Lodgegrass means to us and what these trips do. And God, we thank you for the fact that you have invited our group to be a part of your work in Lodgegrass for the last 10 years. God, I pray for the people in Lodgegrass. I pray that you would continue to work in them and through them, that you would continue to bless their lives and remind them that they are loved on a daily basis. God, you are so good, and we praise you for everything that you do in this world and for the fact that you use us as your servants here in this world to further your kingdom. And in your son's name we pray, amen.